from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Danny DeCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, congressional leaders have a deal on a short-term spending bill that will fund federal agencies for about 3 months. The agreement announced on Sunday averts a possible partial government shutdown when the new budget year begins October 1st, and it pushes final decisions until after the November election. New legislation looks to address disordered eating in New Jersey, sponsored by Assemblywoman Andrea Katz. The goal is to create an Office of Disordered Eating Prevention within the state's health department,
so that they can start to look into some grant programs and help raise awareness. And look, I don't have all of the answers on how we're going to solve these problems, but that's why we need to create this office and start looking into these grants.
In New Jersey, Katz says there are more than 750,000 people who are going to have an eating disorder in their lifetime. X, formerly Twitter, is set to change how its block feature works. Owner Elon Musk says users blocked by a public account will now still be able to view posts from that account. However, they will not be able to engage with any of the posts from the account that blocked them. More kids and teens are using nicotine pouches. Ashley Smith with the New Jersey Prevention Network says the most popular brand is Zyn.
Nicotine pouches are used in 1.8% of middle school and high school students, but 22.4% use pouches daily.
The good news is that e-cigarette use is on the decline nationally and in New Jersey. The most recent data shows that in 2021, 21.6% of New Jersey teens vaped within the last 30 days. That's down from a quarter in 2019. And speaking of kids, New Jersey is home to the best schools in the nation, but new challenges are testing our education system. Schools are scrambling to hire thousands of positions. Educators are competing with cell phone distractions in the classrooms, and districts are losing millions in state funding. We've brought together the Garden State's top education experts for a discussion on the challenges confronting our schools. Join us for our New Jersey 101.5 Town Hall, Crisis in the Classroom, New Jersey's Greatest Educational Challenges, this Thursday night at 7. Watch it on our Facebook page, nj1015.com, or listen here on New Jersey 101.5. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. And we'll get a week of good weather. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We'll have an evening shower in spots tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy. Low temperatures will be in the upper 50s. We'll have clouds and a few glimpses of sunshine for tomorrow. High temperatures right up around 70. Cloudy and mild tomorrow night. Can't roll out a shower. Lows will be in the lower 60s, but we'll have a better chance for some showers heading into Wednesday and Wednesday night. We'll be mainly cloudy and damp. High temperatures in the upper 60s Wednesday. We still could have a leftover shower to Thursday as it turns warmer. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
We're looking right now at 62 degrees in Morristown, 65 degrees in Ewing, 63 degrees Turnersville, fast traffic, instant weather, every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5, and it's brought to you by P.J. Fitzpatrick. Trust P.J. Fitzpatrick for the perfect new roof. They've earned thousands of five-star reviews. They back all new roofs with their famous lifetime guarantee on materials and labor, and they can install most roofs in just one day. Visit TrustPJ.com to schedule your free consultation.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.